I usually got three to one in the driver's seat, but we don't really feel, ever really feel comfortable. But what a game. I really thought it was a heck of a playoff game. They were better than us for a while. We were better than them for a while. And at the end of the night, we get a goal in overtime and or to tie it up late and then get a goal in overtime. I mean, that's the Stanley Cup playoffs. I just thought it was a great game. And it was kind of a game I thought was going to evolve when this series started. They're a team that plays with speed and they can really create offense and transition. We're a team that can skate and we can be physical. And I thought tonight was a really outstanding Stanley Cup playoff game. It was really fun to be a part of.
Just a follow-up. Were you the same way if you lost?
Probably. I thought it was a good game by both teams. I thought they played, and both teams played hard and played hockey. And I thought it was great. Now, obviously, we're pleased that we get the game and win the game. But, that's the nature of our team is that we play the whole game and we don't stop playing until the game's over. And tonight we needed 60-plus minutes to do it, and we found a way.
Coach, you guys have had a bunch of young guys all series contribute. How much of an impact is that having on the team?
Well, we've had young guys contribute, obviously, with the adversity we faced starting at the start of the year with the injuries we've had, and a lot of young players have been here and have developed really in the National Hockey League for the last 48 games and counting now, and they continue to grow as players. Sometimes they do make some mistakes we don't like, but at the same time, we have enough confidence in them and belief in them that we put them back on the ice and give them an opportunity to contribute to the team. And I think tonight Nika Zibanejad was one of those players, and Corey Conacher was another player that during the game had some struggles inside the game during the game, and we put them both back on the ice at different times, and they both scored goals that ended up tying the game. So I think that's a great credit for them for staying focused in the game and taking advantage of an opportunity.
You just mentioned the work of, but what did you think of the work of Kyle Turris on the tying goal? He seemed to be the one that was really dictating how open Corey was, and obviously his heads-up play on the winner.
Well, Kyle, I thought, was very good in the face-off circle as well. I should probably check that before I say it. But he was 65%. Yeah. He was very good in the face-off circle. And he's been a player that's grown a lot for our team this year, again, through the adversity and the having to take over basically the number one center position, which he's not really that number one center, but he played against a lot of the best guys in the league. And he's really started to, I guess, come out, as I like to call it, come out of the tunnel at the other end, and there's a light there. Now he has games where his offense is there, but his overall game has improved so much this year, and I think that was a factor, obviously, in that goal that you're mentioning, and his ability to control the puck and hang on to it and make good decisions.
Paul, it's an important win for your hockey team, but there are some things, I guess, you guys have to work on. And, what's your evaluation of Erik Karlsson's latest game? What do you feel? I know you played him a lot, but what's the coach point of view on his play right now?
Well, with Erik, we always like him when he plays for us. And sometimes tonight I thought he played for both teams. When that happens, we don't like him very much. And those are situations that we're going to go over with Erik, and we're going to follow up with Erik on them. But let's face it, Erik makes us a better team. He makes our power play better. And he's a very important player on our team. And even though tonight wasn't maybe his best night, he's still very important and a very good player.
Paul, two questions I might try and stretch to three. One is Zibanejad's goal. What kind of boost did you get from it? Did you think it was a good goal? And why put out Corey Conacher when he had played two shifts in the third? What were you looking to get from him?
Well, with Mika's goal, it's I don't have to decide. The NHL did. I mean, it's a good goal. So there's no question about it. Conacher was in a situation in the second period where, obviously turned over the puck a couple of times and led to the second goal. And those are things that we've young players do, and we've talked to them a lot about it. But at the same time, I think as the coach, you have to not get tied up in what's happened maybe during the game and find a way to win the game. And you have to give, I think, the right people the opportunity to win the game. And Corey has the abilities to be around the net, and he has good quickness, and he can get off the bench and get out. And we just felt that at the time he gave us the best opportunity to have an extra body at the net, and it proved to work out. Sometimes you get lucky.
What went through your mind when you saw Peter Budaj come in to start overtime?
He's a good goalie. What happened to the other guy?
Does it change your...
What number is Budaj? 31? 30. No? 30. He's 30? Goalie number 30?
Yeah.
He was. Obviously, the shot at the end of the period for goalie 31 gave him some discomfort. And so, I mean, we didn't know what to expect, but we weren't surprised that certainly that he was there.
Does it change your game plan going towards Thursday?
No, Thursday just gets harder. I mean, tonight was hard, and our players don't know this yet, but it's going to be even harder on Thursday night. And that's what the Stanley Cup playoffs is about, and that's the beauty of it. It gets harder, and if you don't rise to the occasion, you don't have success. But we're looking forward to, like I said, I thought it was a heck of a game, and I'm looking forward to Thursday. It's even going to be better.
I suppose if you felt like a fine tonight, you could lament some moments. The kick for 2-1. The icings that were. And the 2-1 as well, where the face-off was. You want to tackle any of those three?
I don't understand why that he decided to put the face up on the right side when Alfredsson shot the puck on their left side and when Harris stopped the puck. He sent a left centerman because he had it in close. So every detail counts. And usually when the shot is between the dot, you always have the referee which side is the face up for you. You can send it like that. When the shot's coming from the left wall, further than that, you understand. You don't have to ask. You don't. Who will send different guys on the ice? And we're going to wait, I guess, tomorrow for some explanation. Can't tell right now. Kicking motion, and I said, not really going to do about it. Yes, sir. Keep going when they decided. You have to respect the decision.
So, excuse me.
Did
the
referee
decide to
the point of view of Zibanejad? What's your interpretation?